Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
In the U.S. Army, you can make a choice to make your mark. With over 200 fields to choose from, you can join forces with us and take on anything. Visit GoArmy.com to answer, what's your warrior?
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed. I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. What's good? Welcome back to the Urban X podcast. We thank you guys for joining us. I'm Malcolm. This is the Black Dot.
It's Black Dot, number one father and son podcast on the planet.
On the planet.
This is what we do. And this is how we do what we do. And we thank you for being here.
Yes. Thank you guys for joining us. Hope you guys had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. Productive.
Productive.
Productive weekend. How's yours?
Unproductive, but that's the way I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Eli sat around and watched football.
Yo, I was so busy, I forgot football was on.
Yeah, so we sat around and and caught some games and checked some things out. And that is what I call a successful weekend.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Got to hang out with some of my boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much, you just don't see your friends that much often. You know what I mean?
It's a sign of growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, my true A1 from day ones, it may be twice a year now, three times a year where I get to see them, because we all got families. We all, doing what we do.
Yeah, but, we have the group chat, so that helps.
Yes, okay.
That does help.
So you got to kind of stay in touch.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. You got to take advantage of technology.
Yeah.
Like, for me, when I FaceTime Noble.
Oh, yeah.
That's big for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because
that wasn't around.
That wasn't around. Yeah. So now I get to just, even if it's 30 seconds, mm-hmm. he'll acknowledge me for 30 seconds. And then he back to Sesame Street or whatever. And, those are those little moments that matter.
Facts. So let's get a roll call in here real quick. I see Orange County.
Okay, I saw
Chicago, see UK,
Alabama in this piece.
LA in the building.
Flatbush.
DMV.
Flatbush.
South Jersey.
How much is the dollar vans now? It's got to be at least $2. Right? Then they wouldn't be dollar vans.
They probably went up for the COVID prices.
Yeah, yeah. True story. I used to be out there warring with them.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm on the bus. They cutting me off to get their money, making me wait. Middle finger in me. Ah, your bumble clutch. Damn, son. I got a schedule to keep too, motherfucker.
ATL, Charlotte.
You know?
Somebody said the Myron Golden interview was the I told you.
Yeah, that was wasn't that some shit?
Yeah, like we were just talking about him earlier, just how matter of fact everything he was saying. It was just something so gangster about it. You know what I mean?
And again, it boils down to expanding your consciousness.
That too.
You know, if you can't even conceive it, how the hell can you achieve it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So another dope interview, Social Proof
Podcast, yes.
Podcast put up was with Derek Grace.
Yes, that was today.
That was today. Derek Grace, check it out. He's very unorthodox. He's tatted up. You think he just one of these little goons, but he's not. He's a multimillionaire. He's got board games to educate young people on finances. He does a number of things, real estate, and he's just launching his own new cable network called DGTV, uncensored, raw, you know, programming. But again, his matter of fact was very similar.
Yeah.
Like, listen, I can't even, why would I rent out this place? The money is too short. I need six figures. Every move I make needs to be six figures. And, you know, again, it just helped me change my mindset a little bit on what we can achieve if we apply ourselves.
Facts.
And that goes for each and every one of you. And it may not be monetary. It could be you want to lose 50 pounds and it sounds crazy, right? But it only sounds crazy until you do it. Then you go, wow.
Yeah, right.
I should have said 60.
Yeah.
Or you know what I mean? Or you want to add this to your life or that value to your life. We have to stop limiting ourselves by our own perceptions of, you know.
All facts. I was talking, my computer is starting to act up. And it coincides with the new Apple drop tomorrow.
Absolutely.
They mess with my computer, man.
That's what they do.
I'm
when your phone starts slowing up. And that's how they phase out.
Yeah.
Like 10, 9, like you got the iPhone 9. You might as well be in the Flintstone age.
Yeah, I don't like this.
And then they just fade that out. How old is that computer? When you got that computer?
I got this in 2017.
Okay, that's a dinosaur.
No, maybe 2018.
That's still a dinosaur.
Yeah, maybe 2018.
3 or 4 years on a laptop.
Yeah.
That's like a dinosaur. You know, technology moves so fast. Now, obviously, you can't. You can't buy something every time something comes out.
I know people that do that.
Yeah, some people, they have to live in
like
the moment.
They're part of like the Apple religion.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's their religion. Absolutely. Like, I got the 12. I'm going for the 13.
Nah, I'm going mine.
So they're
going
to put a fourth camera. They got a fourth camera, son.
So wait.
What that fourth camera do, son?
So wait.
I'm going to find out tomorrow what that fourth camera do, and I'm going to convince myself. I don't even use cameras 1, 2, and 3. But that's beside the point. They offering me a fourth camera.
And
I like to show off.
And then, like, those conferences, like, it used to be, like, real splashes. Like, yo, we got this. Now it's, if you press the screen a little tougher this time.
Yeah.
Another option comes up. It's like, come on, man. Get out of here with that.
They keep remixing and selling me the same shit.
Yeah.
And I keep buying. And I was proud when I got that 12.
Yeah, I'm sure you was.
Got the 12. You know what I mean? And then I said, huh? Oh, y'all coming out with the 13? Oh, yeah. And Odyssey, very surprisingly, every birthday she gets a new phone.
Yeah.
She passed on the 12.
For the 13?
For the 13. So
y'all got issues.
Yeah. So she's definitely going to get the 13.
Team Android. Oh, yeah. Come on. What's wrong with y'all?
Oh, Android. Y'all know.
I went through that little phase for a little
bit. Yeah, I did too. I got the, what was that? Big ass phone.
Yeah, the Note.
I had the Note and shit.
The iPad.
And the shit looked like, at the time, the shit looked like a big ass fucking poster.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck you doing with that, son? I'm like, you know, hey, that's what's out. You know, so, you know, it is what it is. I am a fake geek when it comes to technology.
Hey, guys, if you see our setup, you will understand what he's talking about, because he really just like, yeah, we need this, but we need this to go into this, but we need this to go into that. And it's like,
one day we're going to show the setup.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll give people a behind the scenes look at what it is we do and how we do what we do.
All right. But if you're not a member, if you're not a member, tonight we're going to have an after show.
Yes, we're going to have an after show tonight.
So, you know.
Yeah, come join us.
Yeah, come join us. But let's get started.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, not a slow weekend. I think the same characters that we usually...
The usual suspects,
they were up to their just thing. So it was Fashion Week. And you know, you usually always see somebody dressed in something wild.
Something bizarre.
In Fashion Week to make a statement, you know, whatever that statement is.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook, who I was not surprised at the picture when I saw him in the long tennis skirt, in a long white tennis skirt. I was not surprised like in the slightest, and I don't know why. It was just kind of like, all right. But what I was surprised at, I was surprised to see a lot of people getting at him for that.
Yes.
It was way more like it was men, women, like everybody was kind of like,
come on, this is ridiculous.
Looks stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
It was, I didn't see anybody try to bring it back to the Scottish and we were the original Scott. I didn't see none of that. I didn't see women.
Celtics and the Celts. The kilts and, because niggas will always try to tell you.
Especially for somebody you like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, Russell Westbrook is somebody people like, so I didn't see a lot of caping for him. I was actually surprised.
Yeah. And with that also being said, it's Fashion Week, so you push the envelope a little bit more than normal.
Yeah.
But it's no way I'm going to be dressed in the house, and I'm on my way to Fashion Week, and I go, yeah, this is the shit.
Yeah.
No bueno. Yeah. It ain't going to happen. And again, that's like D-Wade would wear something like that.
Yeah.
And his wife would encourage that. This is the world we live in. But the tide is changing a little bit because when you take the temperature of the people are like, come on, son. Enough is enough with this goofy shit. You know what I mean? Because in what part of the world and what part of fashion? Because Balenciaga has got the new... underwear.
Sweats with the boxes shown, but they sewed in to make it look like they're sagging.
Now, watch this. Side note. A friend of mine was a designer 20 years ago, and he did that with jeans. Mm. And it was dope the way he did it. And, you know, he was a young, you know, up-and-coming designer, so it never managed into anything much. But when you see Balenciaga and them doing that, that is completely... out of bounds.
And it's only for the conversation. Like, it's only for people to be so upset.
Yes.
Because you remember, early, with the coolest monkey in the jungle, when companies do stuff and it seems super deliberate, usually it is super deliberate.
Right.
For the controversy to stir it up to get more people to go to their website. So,
right.
I would, especially Balenciaga, Gucci, they do it all the time. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, and also Kid Cudi.
Did he dress in a...
I believe he had a dress on as well for this specific event.
Oh.
But we saw him on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
Wear a dress.
Yes.
And like, and then when he went to the show, The Shop, which is LeBron's show, he was like, it is what it is. Like, I don't care what you think.
Yeah.
And technically, he's right.
Yeah.
It's our response to that craziness that gives it any energy to begin with. Like this kid, Lil Nas X, how many times can we put his picture up with him doing something to agitate?
That's what it is.
You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
Agitate your well-being.
Yeah.
Your well-being should never be agitated by something, some kid who's obviously lost.
No, not even lost. He, because I, again... Being surprised from the public reception, the VMAs were yesterday, and he had on a pink long thing. I don't even know what it was, a little jerry curl, and it was people on social media like, "Yo, you look stupid." Again, I wasn't expecting to see that.
Right.
Usually, people cape for him, like they go to bat for him, no matter what he does.
Yes,
and that just it gets people mad, gets Boosie mad, and then people attack Boosie for him, and then he acts passive aggressive, like he don't know what he did.
Right.
But people got at him. People were like, "You look stupid." Somebody even on the red carpet said, "Like, yo, come on,
like, dude, come on, this is ridiculous.
Like, what are you doing?
This is,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we have to allow these things to run their course."
That's what
at the end of the day, if we don't give no attention to it and we don't get all because manhood is and heterosexual, you know, just fall back. You got to fall back because the more energy, because remember, energy is just that. It's energy.
Yeah.
It's not good energy or bad energy per se. Mm-hmm. It's energy. And how you use that energy or how you're fueled by that energy will determine the outcome of a lot of things, especially when we're speaking about vibrations and things of that nature. So we have to stop paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Now, we're in the business of...
We have to cover the news.
Podcasting and covering.
We're covering it,
But we're going to have to certain things, like we made Kaepernick off limits.
Oh, yeah.
We getting ready to retire Lil Nas.
Yeah.
We just gonna retire.
Yeah, especially
unless
when,
he do something really.
And especially because it does not affect our daily lives in the slightest.
Right, right.
Because somebody, like I go back to last week, somebody got mad. We keep talking, we keep bringing up COVID and the vaccine and stuff like that. I was like, but that directly affects
our lives.
Our lives.
It affects our family members.
Yes.
And people log on to hear the latest. Mm-hmm. On where this thing is going, because this thing is ever changing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
we do a show 2 times a week, and the news changes from show to show,
crazy. So we try not to beat you in the head with it.
Yeah,
but it is our responsibility, the half-ass journalist that I am,
yes,
to bring you. I have to say that niggas hold me to a real high standard, and I be winging this shit. But you understand, you have to provide a level of information. That's why people are tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
What is Black Dot's or Malcolm's perspective on this? Oh, I didn't know. Thank you guys for bringing me up to speed on the ever-changing shit that's taking place. Because this variant.
Oh, yes.
Bro.
Oh, yes, yes.
This thing is mutating at such a rate. It's like the virus, the candy, is trying to chase it. And as it's chasing it, it's mutating into things, and now it's a super variant.
Yeah, so I've listened to a couple of different scientists on this, and the language that they use is all the same. I listened to this Trinidadian scientist.
It's the Perry family checking in and thanking us for the condolences. We appreciate you, Queen.
No problem. Really,
and like I said, if you're starting any kind of GoFundMe, or anything, don't be afraid to do that. If you guys need the help, that's why we're here.
Yes.
And we will get on our platform and go to bat for you to make sure you guys have everything you need.
Yes.
All right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. It was needed. What was I saying? Yeah, I was saying that I've listened to a few doctors talk about the variants and stuff like that, and they use the same language when they say that because the virus has a makeup of something like that was man-made is being put under pressure, like real pressure, because of a mass vaccination effort.
Yes.
Because we are, like, every commercial, I have to turn off the radio when I drive now. I don't listen to the radio because there's a commercial on, candy commercial on every 5 minutes.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because there's such a big effort that everybody's doing this now, that it's super pressurized to change and morph into something that the vaccines don't even help. And now they're talking about booster shots and a third one and possibly even a fourth one.
A
yearly one.
Yeah, this thing is going to become a part of reality, you know, to some degree. And people, I've heard people say, well, yo, we was vaccinated our whole life, but not with this.
Right.
Most of them are saying this is something new.
Brand new technology.
And different.
Brand
new. This ain't the normal measles, mumps.
No, I'm talking about the candy itself. Brand new technology has never been used before. The testing on
all the animals
did not work out.
All the animals died.
Right? So, and because somebody even tried to be slick on social media today, I forgot the person's name, and said, well, you know, even if this is new technology, the J&J one is old vaccine technology, and somebody's like, no, that's different, but that's new as well.
That's all of that's new stuff.
The Nova,
they don't even make candy.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and this is big business. The World Health Organization, about 67% of it is financed by these pharmaceutical companies, allegedly. And so this is the world we live in. We are trying to brave ourselves into a new paradigm. And as I've always mentioned, everybody is not going to make it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying those who took the candy versus those. It's much deeper than that. Everyone is not meant to make it. And that may also include me. Some days I get up and be like, man, fuck Earth. What's next? I'm ready to go to the next paradigm and see what's cooking. You know what I mean? So, but this always has to be a shift, a grinding out process, pressure bust pipes, or creates the diamond process. And whether we know it or not, we are alchemically, as a people, in the transformation as we speak.
Yeah, it's I said this on the show a couple months ago. Like, it's crazy that we're in like one of like the most important periods in like human history right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, it's happening. You know what I mean?
Yes. And the pressure being put upon you is doing so to bring something out of you that you didn't know you had in you. So a lot of people, this situation has brought about businesses. Mm-hmm. It's brought about better relationships because, you know, time is of the essence now. It's brought about revelations in people's lives about how important life is.
Yeah, and the importance of just kind of staying still.
Yes, stilling yourself.
Stilling yourself, yes.
I've been making it a habit to go on my terrace now, and I just sit out there for hours at a time now and just kind of still myself and breathing. It's been helping me, get through some things. Mm-hmm. But I've been in this fight or flight mode since I lost my kidneys.
Right.
So everything became very important to me because like this, it can all be gone.
Right.
So I've been for the last 16, 17 years in this mode. Yes Man is the perfect movie to go see. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, they get extreme in the movie.
Right.
And Jim Carrey is saying yes to bizarre stuff. But my whole life, I said no to a lot of things because I don't like people.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm a peep. It's weird. Mm-hmm. People love me, but I could do without. I'll be on my Virgo shit. I could spend all my time by myself and be happy.
It is exhausting.
It's exhausting.
Yes.
But what happens is, since this happened to me, it forced me to say yes to a lot of things. And yes opens doors.
Right.
No shuts doors. Now, don't get me wrong. Every now and then you have to say no.
What that book?
Especially for people trying to just suck and eat off your energy. But when I began to say yes, dude, so many doors begin to open. So many memories.
Who had that book, The Year of Yes? Was it Shonda Rhimes?
Yes.
Shonda Rhimes.
And it changed her life.
Yes.
Because she was another person that said no to all kind of things. And then that one year, she just started saying yes.
Yeah.
And the world around her changed. So for my brothers and sisters out there, these are trying times, but they are also times of revelation for us to learn, for us to understand who our allies are.
Yo, listen.
And who are not your allies.
Again, I've said this since the beginning. Don't watch the news when it comes to wanting to get the pulse of your community. Literally go outside.
Yes.
Go outside and it'll really calm you down completely.
Yes.
I promise you.
Yes.
My neighborhood, man, they Dominicans outside just blasting music.
They having
cooking out.
They having a great time.
Chilling. Like everybody's chilling.
Right. So what they're doing, they're enjoying the moment.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the super conscious and the quantum conscious woke folks will look at that, at these people asleep, and you'd be surprised. You'd be the one asleep. You so woke, you sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've been there where I'm so damn woke that I'm asleep. Like, everything around me is heightened to the point where I'm missing the point. So you got to get out of that, super wokeness where you think you ahead of the curve and you move with the spirit of the people. The spirit, we just had 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
We just had the 20-year anniversary, and, they was beating us in the head all this weekend and this and that. But I told you, when I came back to my community was on something else, and it saved me. You know what I'm saying? Because I was on my quantum woke shit.
I wouldn't blame you though. Like, I was like watching like some documentary on YouTube, I mean on Netflix about it, and I'm just like, yo, that was actually bonkers. Like,
that was bonkers. To see people jumping from the 87th floor.
I was just like, yo, that's
like, that's the choice you gotta make, son. And you know, the whole trauma that went behind it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was
so sure.
That was crazy.
I processed that, but when I got back to my hood told me to calm down. Like, relax. This is man-made shit. We're gonna continue to be here. And I'm feeling the same way about this, you know, this candy and all of this jab stuff going on.
Also, condolences to Cavalette. She said her cousin recently passed away.
Oh, okay. Our deepest condolences to Cavalette, who rocks with us all the time. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have to weather the storm. And your psychological makeup is gonna determine whether you can weather this storm or not.
Yeah.
And ain't none of us perfect, you know. I told you, I'm going to get with Chanel now on a deep dive on some things to help me get through stuff because we're all human.
Right.
And we all have our moments when this thing could be overwhelming, even when I do turn the TV off.
Yeah. No. Listen, facts.
So let's keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. Be kind to those who have made their decisions that maybe it's a decision you didn't agree with.
Yeah, because
stop putting that kind of pressure on people.
Think about it as, you know, when you're trying to pull somebody, right? And it starts to hurt you because you're pulling so hard. Once you let go, and not to say to kind of just do away with them, sometimes you have to like choose yourself in a in one of those
because everyone moments. Is on their own journey.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I mean by sometimes you be so super woke trying to bring people along, and these people are not ready to make that leap yet. You were chosen to make the leap for reasons you need to understand.
Right.
Everybody don't wake up at the same time. Everybody don't go to sleep at the same time. And if you were chosen, do you understand you're bearing a cross that most people don't even understand? Because to be woke or so-called illuminated, aware, conscious in a time when most people around you are not, that's lonely shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's lonely, and because you don't have people to connect with. So when you find people to connect with, it's a gem in it. But you usually the only one in your family that's aligned in that nature. And it gets lonely at times. And sometimes you just want to go, jeez.
Yeah, last summer, or was it last year? Last year was the first time I was just like really like, because I was going about it wrong. Like, when everything was happening, when the news was happening, I'm bringing the news to some of my friends. Like, yeah, this is stupid. This don't make sense, right?
Mm.
And then I had some of my friends that argue me down. I'm just like, you know what? Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt way lighter. But that me saying forget it gave them the opportunity for them to start questioning stuff like, talking about, this don't make sense.
Right.
And I was like, for real? Oh, okay.
Now the conversation begins.
Exactly.
What up, Dante? I see you in the chat.
Exactly.
I see you in there. You're watching the show. And
Herodox.
That.
Yeah. That's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Thank you for this super chat.
Yeah, appreciate you. And so that's what's going on a regular basis here. And you got to stay close to family.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just see how much you can weather the storm, because they're going to turn it up some more.
Yeah.
We're still in the Jason months.
Yeah.
July, August, September.
Yeah, this is Asian woman. Her name is Lena Nguyen, something like that. She'd be on CNN, and she was talking about banning interstate travel for people who are not jabbed up.
Yeah.
And think about the infrastructure that needs to be in place for that to happen. It needs to be people at every state border.
Right. But your easy pass, right? Your easy pass can be, they can start lining that easy pass up.
But there's no, like,
but anybody Florida, could be driving my car.
Yeah, Florida has something else. They got Sun Pass or something like that. Like, so I don't think that'll happen. But Biden, he's also trying to get the IRS to monitor bank accounts for every transaction.
$600?
Yes.
Dude, we all in trouble.
That's crazy.
Dude, if they can start, first of all, who the fuck has that kind of time to be sitting around in people's accounts with $600 transactions?
Right.
Right? $10,000 transactions, okay. $600?
Yeah.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if that happens, then all bets is off.
So it was proposed by his administration, but like I just want people to just see, like, yo, like especially people who voted for him, like, yo, this is what y'all voted for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she was just like the same Asian woman. She's apparently a doctor. She's actually the head of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, damn.
Actually, the head of Planned Parenthood. That's another funny thing. Uh-huh. But she was saying that she doesn't think that interstate travel is a constitutional right. It actually is a constitutional right.
Yes, it is, lady.
So, but
maybe it's not a constitutional right in China.
In China?
Yeah.
But no, but like that's really crazy because even Fauci said something about going on planes, like you shouldn't be allowed to go on planes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I think they put out these statements as feelers to see where it's at.
I was getting ready to say not only that, because you pick up another 2,000 people who go, oh, let me go get the jab now. Oh, they're going to do that. So a lot of it is getting on CNN and fearmonger.
Yeah, just to.
You know what? You won't be able to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
If you ain't, you know, then you start going, how can they do that?
Yeah.
And well, you keep messing with us.
Yeah.
We're going to show you how. So a lot of it is fearmongering. Mongering, so you have to stop watching. But $600, dude, how is that gonna work?
Yeah,
like how does that work for the fans only fans? Like chicks, y'all got to start. How y'all gonna start moving your money around?
Yeah,
and, you know. And sheesh.
Oh, did y'all hear about what's happening this week?
No, what's happening this week?
15th, you hear?
Oh yeah, I heard. I heard something about the 15th.
Yeah.
Nothing major, but
the stars aligned. All the stars are lined up.
All the stars are lined up.
You know what I'm saying?
No, if the stars aligned. No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Because I was going to say your birthday would be on that Thursday. If the stars truly aligned. And, you know, people be like, it's your birthday.
True.
Go, Malcolm. It's your birthday.
I think, wasn't it last year during the show?
I think it was, because my birthday was on a Friday this year.
Yeah, I think so.
So I kind of missed out on.
But yeah, that's what's happening, guys. I'm just not to, you know,
yeah, but I had
anybody.
To tell him, pipe that shit down.
Not to alarm anybody.
He's 28.
Yeah.
And he's acting like, what should I be doing?
There's nothing sexy about 28.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's not.
You're 28.
Yeah.
The next big date for you is 30.
Yeah, it's nothing sexy about it.
30 is that accomplishment, like, man.
Yeah.
I ain't a kid no more. I'm getting old.
I have a regular day plan. Like,
yeah,
I take over the daycare.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You might be a soccer dad.
Yeah, like it's like.
You know, yeah, but 28 is just, okay.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You made it. You know what I mean? And keep it moving.
Thanks for shooting me down.
I'm not shooting you down. Just kind of being a buck with you.
Thanks for shooting me down.
Because I've had a party on my 30th. I had a party on my 40th.
I was there for that one.
The 40th.
I was there for the 40th.
Oh.
I was there for that one.
Let me tell you. And I'm going to give you a story real quick. True Ghetto Cosby story.
I was there for that one.
True Ghetto Cosby story. I'm with my boys, and I'm saying to them, listen, I'm 40. We going to the Boom Boom Room. I say, I don't give a fuck. We going to the Boom Boom Room, and we're going to let this thing go. And they like, all right, son, whatever. They said, but first, let's go out to eat.
Yeah.
So I go out to eat. I'm thinking about, you know, I'm eating fast too, because, you know, I want to get to the Boom Boom Room. Wifey's like, look, go out, have a good time. You 40, you know, go do what you want to do. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's right. I'm going to do what I want to do, lady, because I'm 40. So I eat. We head over to the Boom Boom Room. And I open the door looking for butt asses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's my family talking about surprise. They fucking rented out the Boom Boom Room to give me a regular fucking party.
Yeah.
And I had to act like I was happy about that shit. I was like, thank you.
Yeah.
Eli's there. Odyssey's there. My cousins, my son. I'm like, what kind of strange voodoo shit is this? And my boys was in on it. The whole goddamn time.
Yep.
Very sad. Very sad 40.
Yeah.
Very sad. I act like I was happy to see everybody and all that. I was pissed. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. I was there. Yeah. But let's take a quick commercial break.
Yes, let's do that.
And we shall return.
And we definitely shall return.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
And we're back.
We're back. In effect.
Hope you guys enjoyed those commercials. We do.
We do.
You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to those businesses, those black businesses.
Yeah, and wifey, I'm pretty sure, sent y'all a beautiful message.
Yes.
As she does from time to time. For those who advertise with us. Yes.
Thank you guys for joining, man. Thank you guys for always being here. Okay, before we move on and we retire Lil Nas X for good, I just wanted to say this. He did say something. And again, it is to rile everybody up.
Okay.
And I want everybody to just understand, because people are starting to get up on his game now that we've been laying out since.
Yeah, we've been laying it out for you.
Since. But he got an award last night, and he literally said, thank you to the gay agenda. He said that out loud, twice.
Yes.
Okay? So as much as you get mad and say, this is a gay agenda, he is trying to use that energy to reverse it back on you, and you're the only one that's mad.
Yeah.
So don't care about it. Ignore. We did the same thing with 6ix9ine. We just ignored it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he kind of just went away, did he not?
At least he went away on our end.
Oh, my end. Yeah, I don't see.
I don't know what that young man is doing now. And so that's where it is. He's fully aware of everything being said and how to use that energy, to his advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, I was surprised. People got at him.
Good.
People say, yeah, you corny. Like, people got
people are starting to see, because you can't. I mean, how many times can you keep running the same
play,
hustle, the same play,
same play?
You're running the same damn play. Like, come on. At some point, people go, and that happened to another dude, KB.
Well, kind of.
He running the same play.
Well, he was trending today.
Was he?
He was trending today because of what he had to say about Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like he blacked out. He said, you eat the apple or you don't eat the apple. And he's one of them that ate the apple.
Ooh.
I was just like, okay.
Okay. All right. All righty then.
Yeah. Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, I, as you guys know, I'm blocked from Umar's Instagram.
Yeah, because you're a hater. You are a hater. Yeah.
I'm blocked. So I wasn't invited to the black party. Or I guess I was because I'm black, but to his black party.
Oh, that was dope. Yeah. Pss, pss, pss. The black party. Yeah.
But apparently he got married to two women.
Clap that up. My nigga. My nigga. Two bookies. My nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have to say?
I guess congrats.
No, come on. Congratulate that man.
No, congrats, you know.
Smack Malcolm. Even in your congrats.
Congrats.
I hear fibers of hate. I hear lint balls of fucking hate. I see mist.
Because I was just like what's happening here,
dude? I see, mist coming from your throat of hate.
I was just like, what's going on here, B?
Okay, let me say this. I think, first of all, I want to congratulate Dr. Umar Johnson on finding love.
Okay.
On finding love.
Okay.
On finding love.
Three times the charm.
On finding love, right? Three
times the charm, right.
I think women in his life at this time may add balance.
Okay.
For him.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Women have a tendency to look at your business models, your life models, and if they're good women, they can transform your life into something truly amazing.
Okay.
I think he's been on an island way too long.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Now, with that being said, I don't know where these women came from.
Okay.
I don't know if there was a long history of him dating them and now it's a celebration of their love. It looked like he picked these two women up on the way to the event.
Because that was my thing too. Because
I remember just last week he kept saying, I need to marry.
I'm looking for wifey resumes. Submit your resume to the FDMG at Gmail.
Yeah. So if that's the case, then this is not going to work, homie. How do you make a request like that, and then 2 weeks later, you're married?
Yeah, and I would be remiss. Okay, I know somebody else is thinking it. I was thinking it too.
Okay.
But somebody who is all African, nothing, that looked very European.
That was a European.
Even though it was two of it.
Tux he had on.
Yeah, that looked very European.
And yeah, because even I, when me and wifey got married for Phil Valentine, we started out with the European
jazz. Yeah.
And then we switched over to the
old. Had the drums.
Straight
had
African the
drummers
shit.
And all yeah, that. Yeah, yeah.
So that was a little weird. Now, shout out to my man B. Rich. I've seen my man B. Rich.
Yeah.
And I think he has a couple of wives.
Oh, okay.
I think he got a couple of nice little things going. Okay. And the level of, but his looks more cohesive. Like, and he built this.
Okay.
First of all, it's hard to deal with one black woman. And if you're dealing with two and they don't know each other.
Right.
And now you're trying to gumbo some shit. I don't want to hate. Yeah. So because he is. So I don't want to come across. Now my throat is getting a little dry too. a little hate in my own throat, you know, a little hate. So I don't know what that's really all about. You know, if you just want to bang two chicks, then you can get that done anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you're looking for love and to have two dynamic chicks with you to get it done, bro, that's gonna be
somebody fine. Said he said it was fake for the party. How was did anybody in the chat go? Did anybody go
anybody,
watch it?
Anybody in the chat go?
We're not gonna stay on it because you can go to other channels, other streams that'll go for 4 hours talking about Umar.
Yeah. So I'm just saying I don't really know.
Yeah, it was funny because my man sent it to me. And then I didn't understand what I was seeing. I go and I hit back like, wait, what? And he just put yes. yes.
It's like, okay. So yeah, you know, we have to see what this means because you don't put out a request like that 2 weeks ago. I heard it with my own ears.
Yeah.
If you won't be with me, there's gonna be a couple of wives. This is the same dude who said he needs an elite army to protect him.
Task force. Yes.
Like elite, not like the FOI.
Yeah.
He said, I need because I'm the most dangerous man in the world. I am the most dangerous man in the world. Yeah. And I was like, dude, it's really not that serious. Like you could be walking down the street by yourself and no one would attack you or, you know. So I guess we have to say congrats was in order. Some people are saying it was fake. So we're not giving a lot of energy to it. But, you know, just saying. Had a European suit on. We saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get these.
What did you think about the mommies? I mean, did you get a good look at them?
No.
Oh, okay. Were they mid-range?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm not even 30 yet. Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
Show some respect. I could, you know, feel me?
Umar said it was fake wedding for the party. Okay. And there it is. It was fake.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
You Udoka, we're having fun. I want you to understand that.
Oh, okay. What do you doke say?
He just kept saying, it's not real.
Okay, yeah, we just having a little fun. Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't look too much into it. Anytime we get to poke at Umar, we like to poke at Umar. But it did give us an opportunity to speak about polygamy.
Yeah.
We'll speak about that tonight on the after show.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Like in a more serious sense.
Yeah.
And the importance of building a foundation, because that it's more than just about sex. As you know, it really is about a relationship and foundation.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's cool.
So the other day it was announced that, well, now it was reported that Pop Smoke's memorial site, he's not in the ground. He's at like a mausoleum thing. Mm-hmm. Was desecrated. It was vandalized.
King Simon said, "What would the internet be without Umar?"
Facts.
And clap that up. Yeah, he does provide some humor. So his stuff is not in his.
It's like you know the mausoleums where like they have him in the.
Yes.
It's one of those, and it was destroyed. And people said that they probably tried to pull his casket out.
Is that in Brooklyn?
Yes.
Wow. So obviously it would be the Coos.
The Chews. I don't think so. At this point, I felt like him, Pop Smoke, he got so famous, it kind of transcended like both
cliques.
Both gangs in a sense that you beef with him still, he's dead. Come on. Like what points do you get? Even like if you go back, if you tell like your superiors or your big homies when you go back, they shouldn't respect you. You shouldn't get any points for that.
Yeah, that's true. But you'd be surprised.
That too.
Like there's people as a part of their ritual, they go to Malcolm X's grave and dig up his skull and shit like that. And, you know, as a part of a manhunt, you know, so you'd be surprised, you know, what people will do to earn a few extra points or get on the good side of individuals.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that can be rectified so that he can at least rest in peace.
Yeah.
He deserves that.
Because the drill scene is what it is. Because they do that.
Is it growing, this drill
scene?
Yeah,
bro. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've seen my man, he just put me on to a couple more drill rappers, one from the Bronx, a couple from the Bronx he told me about.
So what's the concept of the drill rapper? Is that they actually rapping about shit they did?
Apparently, I don't know. I think it's the music, the cadence.
Okay.
And I guess what they're rapping about is like real life beef from the streets. You know what I'm saying? So they are talking about stuff like that. I guess that's what it is. I'm not hip.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
You're 28 years old,
bro. I know.
And you don't know what the fuck is going on in these
streets, man.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Listen, man.
R.I.P. Tupac. Yes.
25 years.
Tupac made the transition. I remember where I was. I was on the bus and a gentleman got on my bus. I was doing a B-41 bus in Flatbush. And he told me that Tupac, because I just assumed he was going to pull through, as he always did.
Right.
And when he told me he passed, I'm not going to lie, that really moved me. Mm. You know what I mean? Tupac moved me different. Mm. So, you know, it's been a long time. 27 years ago today, Ready to Die dropped by Biggie.
I didn't know it was on the same day.
On the same day.
Yeah.
So how weird is that connection on that particular day and, you know, things of that nature. So, you know, shout out Biggie. See how connected they are? Yeah. They're still connected.
Yeah, yeah.
Biggie and Tupac still connected. And music hasn't been the same since these two pillars in particular passed away.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? You don't realize like how old were they when they passed? Like 24, 25?
Yeah, 24 and 25.
Yeah, I'm
28.
I'm just like, that was young, bro. Like for their passings to be like that monumental.
Yes.
Is like, wow.
It's something major.
Yeah.
It goes to show you the impact and spirit of young people. And they just transcended so much. Can you imagine Tupac now?
Right.
At 50 years old and what he would probably be into, what kind of empires he would have built or connections he could have made. Who really knows, man? Who really, really knows?
Okay, I was born in 93, sir.
It did give rise to Jay-Z, Ja Rule, DMX, Yep, 50 Cent. They all come off that tree. Yes, that is a fact.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, just something to kind of think about.
Speaking, staying on music, Certified Lover Boy hit number one, as I expected.
Yeah, as the number one album all year in terms of sales.
Oh,
yeah. Top selling album.
Okay, that means entire year. Again, I expected nothing different.
Nothing different.
Yeah.
With the machine he has behind him. And it's a good album for what Drake does.
So I heard somebody from Rory, who used to be, he has his own podcast now. He said the album sounds like if somebody was trying to make a Drake album.
Wow.
Listen to it again. If somebody was trying to create a Drake album, this what that would be.
That's interesting. I never looked at
yeah,
it like that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Mm.
Because it seemed like very, I don't like when artists, you know, artists get a formula down. They just, yeah. They can do it in yeah. their sleep. You know what I'm saying? It's yeah. just very.
Yeah, he never deviated
yeah, and
from this formula.
It seems like super uninspired. You
yes.
know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I can do
no,
this.
No, I want to add that to the essence. Because I don't want to come across like I'm hating on young generation. Because mm-hmm. my daughter, she could be on the college campus now watching.
She loved it.
She loved this shit. And she was ready to knock my block off.
Yeah, and I thought she was fronting. I'm like, are you just saying this because you waited so long for it and you don't want to seem like...
Well, no.
Like, but she loved it.
She 20 years old and she like, no. Even I'm Too Sexy For You, that's his commercial hits, Dad. And and she told me, and she was moving her neck like a black woman. Like, he ain't got to put out conscious music, Dad. Yeah. Everybody ain't conscious, Dad. Yeah. That's not what Drake. And I'm like, calm down, yeah, calm yeah. down. And then I had to clean that shit up. I was like, I like song number 7 and song number 9.
And she knew the name.
Yeah, she knew the yeah. name. So,
I was like, oh,
but again, it's very cookie cutter. Uninspired in the sense of, see, this is why I like Kanye. And people can say what they want to say. He will challenge himself.
Mm-hmm.
He won't give you that same album twice.
Right.
He will. Now, it doesn't always work.
Right.
But as an artist, how can it not work?
Right.
Because it's subjective.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like Pimp the Butterfly.
Right.
To Pimp a Butterfly. Yeah. I did not like that album. When I revisit it, I understand mm-hmm. what it meant and the significance of it, but so art is subjective, and I always feel Kanye, whether you like it or not, he's not gonna just lay out a cookie cutter album that he gave you 6 months ago.
That's
this
true,
Drake
yeah.
album had nothing new on it.
Yeah,
nothing that said, "Oh, I didn't think he," you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It just was what Drake does. Speaking of Kendrick Lamar, my man Freddie Gibbs.
I don't think he wants that. No, Freddie Gibbs is nice, though.
Freddie Gibbs is getting at him.
Freddie Gibbs is nice.
Freddie Gibbs threw a couple of lobs at him this week since Kendrick came out on Keem's song talking about Address Me as the GOAT, top 5. Mm-hmm. And I'm paraphrasing, but Gibbs is like, look, how you trying to take out the top 5 when you ain't come see the one yet? So that could be some beef brewing.
Yeah, I mean, because... Like,
and Album of the Year went to Freddie Gibbs this year. He was nominated for Album of the Year.
Nice.
So, you know.
Because, you know, Kendrick has been poking at Drake for years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because that's a layup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You poke at Drake. Because he know... Now, don't get me wrong. When Drake get in that little rappity rap bag, Drake can get it off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He can get it off. Now, imagine a whole album of that.
I've always wanted that from him, but I know I'm not going to get it.
You know you're not going to get that. Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, I try to like...
I wanted that from Jay-Z for years ago. A black album, no pun intended, where no commercial shit. He's just doing that Jay-Z Brooklyn hat, tilt to the side shit. Get off.
Like, Shelly
you know, B-sides.
She said, who's Freddie Gibbs? Look him up. He's nice.
Oh, no, he's nasty.
He's nasty. Nice.
Yeah.
Somebody also mentioned that it's the 20th anniversary of Blueprint on September 11th.
Absolutely. Yeah. How can we forget that? So 9/11 bought the 20th anniversary of the Blueprint.
It might be top 2 albums of all time.
I don't know if I'm going to take it that far.
Listen, look at that track list.
But the impact.
Look at that track list.
The impact of that album. Stupid. And I told you, I saw people, because this was when you still had to buy the physical album.
Yeah.
The damn buildings is coming down. Basically, mm-hmm. niggas is online to get the Blueprint
album. That's crazy.
So that was another sign. I was like, yo, these people are fucking crazy. Yeah. They in line. They not getting water,
yeah.
mask, canned goods. Yeah. You know, these niggas is online to get the Blueprint yeah. album. And bro.
Definitely top 10. Definitely top 10.
No, no, yeah, definitely. Definitely. It was a mover and like, shaker.
Yo.
Yeah, yeah, that shit hit hard.
Speaking of Jay-Z, it's rumored that him and Jeff Bezos have collaborated to buy the Denver
Broncos.
First of all,
stop right there. Jeff Bezos long money.
Yeah, he don't need to collaborate.
So when you say, thank you, when you say collab,
okay,
you're using that word loosely.
Okay, so.
If me and you collab, yeah. and you got a few dollars, and I got a few dollars, that's a collab.
Yeah.
All right, but go ahead, continue.
Yeah, so he's I guess, in their investment group or whatever to buy the Denver Broncos. So what do you think?
I think that's a good move for Jay-Z for a number of reasons. Denver, they got all that weed out there.
Oh.
Mm. Right? So he's doing the weed.
Right.
Now come on, Jay-Z's clever, bro.
Oh.
If he be out there in the Denver market already as part owner, and he out there selling weed, and he got a football team, clap that shit up for Jay-Z. That nigga's bullshit. That nigga's talking about, he had to do this. He winning. I don't fuck with that nigga like that. But that would be a clever move.
Yeah.
And it would see Bezos is throwing it off the backboard to get a black owner inside in the NFL.
Yeah.
And this was rumored years ago.
Yes.
And because it was so much heat, I think Roger Goodell kind of told him to chill for a minute.
Chill out.
When all of the bullshit kind of, you know what I'm saying, quelled down, then we could put you in position. And Denver would be the perfect place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. I didn't even make the connection with the weed.
Yeah. So that would be a dope connection. And again, these are about relationships. Mm-hmm. When you start making $1 billion, your company changes. Yeah. Obviously, you can't hang around with niggas in the hood.
Yeah.
As much as you would like to, right? Just keep it a buck and be with. No, you got to be with like-minded individuals who are about that bread. And obviously, Bezos is about that bread. And so, yeah, I would root it on. I don't want to get on no hate shit.
Amber said, hold on. She said, we don't need this in Denver. We can.
Oh, she from Denver. Okay.
Please leave Denver alone. There's weed everywhere. Inflation is killing the natives. Okay.
See, that's the real people.
Yeah.
Who tell you what's going on in the street. I got to respect that, Amber. I got to respect that. True story. I gotta respect that.
Okay.
But maybe for the football team, maybe he don't, sell the weed, but he gets the team.
You know, it's crazy. If he buy a team, how many people are gonna say they're gonna want CK on their team? Kaepernick.
Oh no, that's over with.
Yo, bro.
Dude, that's over with.
It disappeared.
That's over with. And I told you he would.
Disappeared, yeah.
I told you goofy niggas he would.
Yeah, disappeared.
And y'all chopped me down. Dot, you a hater. he's inspiring young people.
Nailing for us.
He's doing this for us. And I told you he was a bunch of goofy niggas. And now he done got his check and he's gone.
Yeah.
He's out. Yeah. Finished. Finito.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So there's going to be a new game show.
A new game show. My wife likes this game show. I don't know the name of this shit. What's the name of that stupid ass show you like? 25 Words or Less.
Oh, you always watching that.
And that shit looked like a show from the 60s. Looked like a game show from the 60s.
Yeah.
And they sitting there matching words up. And she got me with that shit. I was involved. I closed my eyes, try to figure that shit out. But tell me about this new game show.
Yeah, it's a game show called The Activists, which will feature six activists from around the world competing against each other in missions, media stunts, digital campaigns, and community events to promote health, education, and environmental causes. This is according to CBS News.
And it's called The Activist?
Yes. It's a game show on activism, apparently.
Oh, so now they just straight commercialized.
Yo, because when you said, when like at the beginning of the pod, when you were talking about, when you talked about the word woke and stuff like that, it really dawned on me on how commercialized that word has become.
Yeah.
And I don't know when it happened. Like, when do you feel, like,
over the last couple of years,
like 2013, stay woke, and then people were like
saturated.
Yeah.
And it became, once it enters the lexicon of the people to that magnitude, then, you know, the energy and vibration of it changes. And it's sort of like anything else you have that you hold sacred.
Right.
The minute somebody, that's what happened to the conscious community. Mm. When it was private and sacred, and you had to show up at the door and get involved and put your $10 down for 8 hours of education, that was sacred. Mm. The minute that shit became for everybody and the internet, and so sort of like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you can't mention Satan's name so much nowadays, because that's where the real power is, but that's a whole nother story. They'll say, let you say Jesus all day, because that's an energy source that has been usurped and drained for so long, is literally no power in that. And I'm no disrespect to my Christians, but I need you to understand the way energy works. These iconography images create.
Oh boy.
Dang. You know what I mean? And you're calling on, when everybody can dial into the same number all the time, obviously your call is a little less potent. But if you start calling on Satan, oh baby.
Oh boy.
Oh, that's a direct line. Shit, you can get everything you want. Everything.
People gonna
start everything. Rumors. Everything. But anyway.
About to get rumors that you were
Satanist. I digress.
Rick Judah's about to come out of the black
Oh shit. Don't do that, Rick.
Don't start.
Anyway, back to the show.
Back to the show. Yeah. people are upset, and a lot of the activists who we consider activists. No, I'm talking about the ones who play activism, who are like, you know,
give me a name.
What's his name? Sean King, Gray, all of them are upset about this show.
Oh, because they should be the ones.
No, but it's basically showing your damn hustle.
And it's making a fool out of
you
at the same time.
Big digital media stunts. That's in the article.
Oh, yeah. That is it.
That's in the article. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, my son. Yeah. Tamika Mallory. I can't stand her.
Dude, that is foul.
I don't know.
That is a black woman.
I don't care.
That is a black woman. Okay.
Every time, because I associate her with the, you know, feminism, sexism is worse than racism thing she said. Yeah,
that really was bizarre. That was a bizarre statement.
The Cadillac commercial, and it threw me, B. I'm sorry.
Hate is a strong word, son.
I didn't say hate. I said can't stand her.
Oh, okay. You did say that.
Right. I didn't say hate.
All right.
Just saying. But let's take another commercial break.
Yeah, let's do that. Right. Let's do that.
The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn. Learn smarter. The world around us is smart. We think your education should be smart, too. With the FlexPath learning format from Capella University, you can set your own deadlines and leverage your experience to move forward at your pace. Visit capella.edu to learn more. Capella University. Don't just learn. Learn smarter.
Okay, now we're back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Producer got a little funny with the hand signals. I didn't know what was happening.
True story. On this week of the activists, the mission is to go find some stupid shit happening and bring the entire press with you to make it into a bigger event than it really is.
Find the best black man that got shot.
Find the best black man who got shot. It doesn't matter if he had 9 guns on him and 15 kilos of coke and he was in a shootout with the police. Bring attention to this cause. Did we mention Usher is involved with this?
Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't. But he is involved.
Bruh.
We showed the pictures. Yes, he is
Bruh.
Involved. Yo, was it him?
Usher.
Who? Was it him that was giving the masterclass on social awareness?
I'm not sure. But Usher and activist in the same sentence.
I think it was him.
Bruh.
I think it was him. Oh, no. Was it? Who was it? Was it him? Or was it like Pharrell or somebody? It was Pharrell.
Oh, okay.
It was Pharrell.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Pharrell.
It was Pharrell. Also, shout out CeCe from CeCe and Didi Detroit turning 50.
Okay.
That's out to you.
50 it is. Is a good number.
Yeah. Somebody asked us, like, somebody said they thought we was beefing with Professor Griff because we wasn't showing his commercial. Like,
oh, nah. Come on, now that's family.
We have different sponsors monthly.
Yes, it's different sponsors monthly. Oh, nah. Me and Griff ain't. That is my dude. All right, so nah. And we'll get his commercial back in there. You know, we rotate him from time to time. Yes.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
So Facebook just rolled out some smart glasses.
Smart glasses.
That take like 500 pictures, like 150 videos, like, and they Ray-Ban. So those are like really fancy, like, looking glasses, yeah.
Ooh. So what does that mean now? I think they're going to come out with the contact lenses, I told you.
I'm sure.
And the contact lenses is going to change the game, a lot of you goofy niggas. You know what I mean? Oh, them chicks going to be like, blink, blink, blink. Like, bitch, something wrong with you? You got Tourette's? You blinking three times means three times is video.
Yeah.
Twice is picture.
Yeah.
One is audio. Blink, audio. Blink, blink, pictures.
Yeah, how clear blink, are these blink, cameras blink, that video. Somebody knows I'm growing gray hairs?
Yeah, that's how our shit is in HD.
Sheesh.
So the glasses is gonna be very similar because they're gonna be stylish.
Yeah.
And you're gonna think it's all good. And niggas, can you say that again? Where are the drugs? Niggas gonna be getting caught. All kind of shit. Yeah. Shit on video. Yeah. Nigga, you didn't see that?
Yeah.
Like now they got that little pen. You know, a little cheap little pen, nigga. They be pointing the pen at you like, say that again.
Like,
you
where know, is it?
Where is it? You know.
And specify what it is.
Yeah, but the glasses now, little Ray-Bans and shit, niggas be like. And it's going to be in the augmented reality. It'll probably open up to.
Oh, yeah, because, if you've been watching football, the Carolina Panthers.
That shit they pulled.
Yeah, that was.
That mixed was reality ill. Shit was real.
That was ill.
That Panther jumped off that piece. And so, dude.
Yeah.
And you don't even need glasses to see that. Mm-hmm. So imagine the glasses, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And what it could mean for, you know, reality as you know it. The world around you is changing, bro. Damn. I ain't dealing with no chicks who blinking. Man, fucking glasses. Get the fuck up out of here.
What you doing in the strip club with shades on?
Yeah, with fucking shades on. You don't fucking blink that much. That's humanly impossible. You know?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it ain't happening. You go to somebody's room, you see the shades just sitting
off on the side
by the bed.
Nah. And to see these chicks are devious, bro. That's how they be like getting these dudes in uncompromising positions.
Yeah.
They be strapping on like. you didn't know?
Yeah, this nigga like to strap on his shit.
Stretching his shit. Next thing you know, your ass getting pounded out in fucking HD. Come on, son. And then she hit you with that tape in HD, nigga.
Yeah.
Here it is. What you want to do? What you want to do with that?
Oh, speaking of staying on Facebook, it was exposed that they have a VIP, like millions of users, like they call them like VIP users, in which none of the Facebook rules apply to them.
Really?
Yes. They don't have to abide by any of the Facebook guidelines.
So is that an extra fee you pay?
I don't know if it's an extra fee, but... Think about that. If that's the case, people like us, we get mad about being shadow banned and stuff like
right,
that.
Right.
So whatever message they're trying to push, they can push it artificially. They can, like, you know, physically from the back end of the computer of their system, push out certain messages. Certain people don't have to abide by. And, you know, like, especially on Facebook, YouTube, like, people get frustrated. Like, yo, Kim Kardashian posted a naked picture.
Right.
Or, I can't do this. But
right.
You're letting this happen. It's because they are VIP users.
Mike Hughes, thank you very much for the Cash App. Appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying?
So VIP, how do I become a VIP user?
Yeah.
Is the question.
I don't know.
Hospital in upstate New York. I missed that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so how do I become a VIP user?
I don't know. It's not. I don't think you got the...
The credentials?
Yeah, I don't think you got the credentials to do it, man.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll just get my Google glasses and call it a day.
Yeah. Check. Just pay attention to that as well. Because remember, I talked about last week, I talked about how Twitter, like, they manufacture these trending topics.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was happening all day today as well.
Got you.
So, it would be a trending topic of fire Biden or something, and you click on it, and nobody's talking about fire Biden. People are talking about the trending topic of fire Biden. It's not a thing. Like, nobody's talking about that.
No, absolutely.
So, pay attention to that.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Now, pretty happy about this, but it is kind of like it's catch 22, right? There's a hospital in New York City, a Lewis County hospital. They will suspend a service next week because of so many people delivering babies because of mass resignations due to vaccine mandates. A lot of people walking out in their jobs.
Yeah, glad that. The powers with the people.
Right. So, and the part that I'm conflicted about is just like, you know, some people, they need help. You
they
know
need,
I mean?
There's always another hospital to go to.
True, but you don't want them to get overworked because.
Understood.
And I get it. I totally get it because that is bold and that does show, again, that the power is with the people because there was a big protest in New York City today with the teachers on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yes, and I didn't hear a lot about it, but I'm pretty sure they covered it.
Yeah, I saw a lot of, and then there was one in Canada as well with cops, firefighters,
wow,
teachers all standing together.
Wow. So and see, this is the ray of hope that you need so that you can understand it ain't all dire. There are people who are fighting back and saying, come on, give me a break. A lot of these parents and teachers want to go back to remote learning. Mm-hmm. Right? Because it only take one kid. First of all, the most amazing thing happened. Just last year, kids couldn't get this shit. I said, this shit is so intelligent, kids can't get it. Now, kids can get it.
First of all.
Ain't that something now that they're working on?
Yeah.
They're working on another piece of candy.
Yeah.
Now the kids can get it.
Yeah.
And the younger and younger, this is all propaganda.
Also, I think in the UK, this guy, I forget his name, I think it's Charles Whitty, something like that, I want to say. He is advocating for kids 5 to 12 to be able to get it.
This is my point.
Right? So that does go along with what you were saying. But somebody it was an article that said that there were more kids shot in Chicago than kids that passed from COVID all last year, this year. Something like that.
Wow. Wow.
Like in the entire country, not just Chicago, in the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like you said, propaganda.
No, absolutely. But it feels good to see people fighting.
Yeah,
you know
it does.
What I mean?
It does.
Just out here fighting. Does. If not, just roll over and die, bro.
Yeah, it does.
You got to get out and give some resistance. And when you talk about teachers, doctors, lawyers, firefighters, these are the people who make the city go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So when I see these teachers on the Brooklyn Bridge saying enough is enough, then that's a good sign.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very good sign, in my humble opinion.
No, it is.
You know?
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Malcolm, I'm hearing the LAPD has been instructed to ask you for your social media credentials when they stop you now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new world.
Like, give me your Facebook and Instagram.
Give me your Twitter.
What are you, smoking dope, officer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? That's the new world we live in.
So, right now, like you said, like, new world we live in. Right now, there are laws and constitutional rights being broken left and right. And I think it's because when they say them out loud, people just kind of assume, like, okay, I guess that's right. But then there's people at home just talking about that is wrong, and that's not even put into law, so they can't do that.
Because like we said, mandates are not laws.
Right. So when that happens, and it's your party, like if you're a Democratic Party, and your party says something that should be mandated or is mandated, quote unquote, and the rest of people just go with it before it's just kind of like really put into law, things happen so fast now that that could have, and it could be, that could be super illegal. You know what I mean?
To yes.
To my social media, but
yes.
They're doing it. You know what I mean? And
like who are you that I would give you my social media info?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they said whether you committed a crime or not, when they stop you.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm
part.
Like, what?
I didn't see that.
What,
part.
Bro? Are you serious? So nah. This is way off the rails now.
I didn't
man.
See that part.
This is way off the rails. And you already know, and you should know, for those of us who are on social media, never post anything incriminating on social media, whether it's against the government. You don't have to prove that you anti-establishment and all of that. And, you know, every now and then I'll post something to make you think, but it's never F the government. It's never F the police. None of that white man's the devil shit. I don't have to do all of that.
Yeah, yo, I don't remember the last time like I've openly said, unless I'm on the podcast, I'm talking about like on my social media platforms, I've openly said something like regarding one of my views on the jab or anything
that.
Because it's just
it's
like,
not needed. It's not needed.
It's really not. I don't
and
feel like
you
I'll
gotta
be
you
y'all.
Gotta you gotta be in stealth mode here all the time.
Yeah.
Like y'all didn't know I was into Satanism until tonight.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it just happened. I'm cutting chicken heads and I'm burning babies and shit.
Oh, come on.
Oh, okay, see, I'm not doing that. Okay, see, I took it too far.
It's a joke.
I took it too far.
And then there's a line.
Yeah, and then, you should know the line.
You inch, and then you and just then, fall face forward in
I
front
do,
of it.
I do.
Why do you do that?
Because I just
we can't. Need to have an intervention right now,
I
family.
I can't help it. I'm working on it. Because some of the jokes I really want to tell, I need a special. I need an after-hour special and just wild out. But yeah, that was a bit much. And I edit that from the, you know, the what I just said.
Thank you.
It's a live show, but act like I did not say that because that was wrong. You don't burn babies. You drink their blood, but you don't burn them because then that's like the extreme part.
I'm about to cut this live. I'm about to cut this live before they do it.
Adrenochrome. Okay. Anyway. So.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Woo. Guys, I mean, Jesus. You know, we just having a little fun here. You know, I did see, not to change the subject, the Blood Brothers. Speaking of blood.
I don't even like the segue, but go ahead.
I mean, the Malcolm X, Martin Luther, Muhammad Ali movie was called Blood Brothers.
Yeah, it was.
So we segue in from that blood to a different level of blood. And I didn't learn anything I didn't already know. Mm. So I watched it all the way. The only thing I didn't know is that Muhammad Ali had been introduced to Islam before Malcolm.
Okay.
That's the only thing I did not know that, you know, I was like, oh, wow, like three or four years prior.
Gotcha.
I always thought Malcolm was the one who introduced him to Islam, but he wasn't. But everything else in the documentary, I knew already. Okay. You know what I mean? And except also Malcolm X's daughter asked Muhammad Ali before he died, did he love Malcolm X? And he said yes. Mm. And because he had regrets, because he sided obviously with Elijah Muhammad and all the things that was going on with Malcolm. And, you know, even Muhammad Ali's brother was in the documentary and probably said if there was one thing he regretted, it probably was that.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? But other than that, I didn't, you know, learn anything, maybe because I'm a student of Malcolm and Muhammad Ali and their relationship. So it was nothing else I learned. But still pretty good for young people to watch if they're not in tune with Malcolm's journey and how these two became the most polarizing figures of their time and what they stood for and the principles in which they stood on. So it's definitely worth a listen.
Okay. Get your questions ready, guys.
Michael Anderson, thank you so much for the, I'm killing Malcolm right here. He the one got the birthday coming, and I am murdering him in the Cash App. Thank you. Because he came out of my nutsack. It's really my birthday. If you think about it, right? It's my birthday. Ain't his birthday. Shit. You damn right. Keep that cash coming. Keep that motherfucking cash coming. Oh, man.
So, let's get some questions, guys.
Yeah, let's have some fun. Let's get some questions. And then we're going to hit that after show. And I think polygamy will be the...
I'm with that. We can talk about that.
We'll talk about a number of things, but let's talk about what do people feel about polygamy, the principles of it. And in this day and time, when things need to be consolidated, like, boo, if we had a little shorty around here cleaning, you know, her butt is out, but she cleaning, you know, helping out, I don't think you would mind that. Cooking, taking care of the kids. And they're going to be all the niggas around here. I'm telling you that shit now.
But Jay Nightmare asks, question, Dad, why did you create Malcolm? Malcolm, why did you create Noble? That is a very...
That was summoned by the ancestors.
Yeah, fact.
That's something that's beyond my spiritual pay grade.
Fact.
Because we all have to get here. You know what I mean? And the fact that me and his moms came together out of love, you know what I mean, and brought him to the planet was something that was ordained by the ancestors, or him himself who decided, you know, because, you know, remember, as they say, they're conspiring in the spirit world to put them certain people together, you know, to come through that specific energy. So Malcolm chose me and his moms to come through, and here he is. And him and Avery, you know,
Noble
chose that to come through with a name like Noble, you know what I mean? Like divine. So, yeah, I mean, that's the only way I could really answer that.
Same.
I mean, I don't want to get all graphic and say I had his mother's headboard, your head hitting the headboard, and shit got good one night, and now all of a sudden, you know, you're here.
We cutting the show.
I'm not going to say that.
We ending this show.
All right? And don't tell your mother I said that shit.
She probably watching.
Because then she'll be like, tell little Wayne.
Jesus.
Little Wheezy to shut the fuck up with that dumb shit he talking. Don't do that, Malcolm.
Jeez.
Don't do that. Because you always think you're the man until you find out you're not. Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, that's life.
I never asked a chick, is this the best
you've
ever had?
You shouldn't.
I don't even ask my wife that shit.
You get your feelings hurt.
Nigga, do you really want to know?
Yeah,
you get like, your... Because, you know, is this the biggest you've ever... Nigga, do you really want to know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. No, you don't, nigga. You like number 9 on the list, nigga.
Yeah.
God damn. I'm that far down? But that's true, because women have only slept with 3 guys their whole life.
Yeah.
You do know that.
Yeah, their math is... Their math is like really...
3 dudes.
Yeah.
Maybe 4, maybe 3 dudes.
That is it, yeah.
That's all they've slept with
their
whole lives. Yeah, so you don't want that.
Yeah, that math is like really astronomical. I don't know how they do it.
That shit is crazy.
Numbers be disappearing.
Yeah. They'll never add them one night stands and that nigga that she met on that trip to Jamaica. They don't add... None of that shit.
You know what? Don't ask.
Don't ask.
What do y'all think about the college football stadium saying F Joe Biden? See, that just shows the real opinion of the people.
Yes.
Because they were doing that everywhere. And on September 11th, Trump was going to the New York fire departments. He was going to the police stations. And they love him there.
Yes.
So that says something.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That says something.
Yep. When they start effing Joe Biden, because they know. They know.
Mm-hmm. What's some more questions, guys?
Somebody says save it for the after show, Doc. Yeah, we're gonna bring it.
The people who got their memberships donated by Brother Obi, they've gotten emails with all their information.
You're in.
You're in. So
you're in. Even the person who sent us a money order. Order.
That happened.
Send us cash and a sock. Yeah, a pigeon. A pigeon showed up at my window. Pigeon had a fucking note tied to him. asking to be a member. Yeah.
So you're in. Did you see the Grandmaster Caz Drink Champs interview?
I did. I thought it was good.
Okay.
Caz is such a wealth of knowledge. Caz is probably Mr. Hip Hop.
Gotcha.
In the sense that, now, I got to also mention KRS-One, to me, is the embodiment of pure hip hop, like the way he performs, unmatched. Mm. But in terms of the hierarchy, Caz is just that dude. Everybody wanted to be Caz, you know, growing up. And so I really appreciated the interview. I learned a lot. He's a wealth of knowledge of just things that you forget about. Who did this? Who did that? I was only disappointed. I didn't think he gave the Cold Crush Brothers, his crew, enough shine.
Okay.
I didn't think he shouted out JDL and shouted out Almighty KG and EZAD and what the group meant for him. Mm. He was always larger than life, but the Cold Crush Brothers is probably the greatest hip hop group before Wax. We're not talking Wax, before Wax. And, you know, I just felt at one point he was trying to do it. Right. I could see. And then they kind of got diverted into something else because to his credit, he did say, let me tell you about my crew. And then they kind of got side.
Gotcha.
But I thought it was a great interview.
The Versus is tomorrow. The Fat Joe and Jarrell.
I don't know if I really want to see that.
I don't know.
I'm all versed out.
I am too.
I got to wait for Jay-Z and Nas.
They're not going to do it.
Or Rakim. I'll go for Rakim and Big Daddy Kane.
That'd be dope.
I'll go for that.
That'd be dope, yes.
I don't know if I want to sit and watch Ja Rule and Fat Joe go at it. I don't know.
Cam Newton. Yeah, apparently, like, there's, like, no, they said there's no interest for Cam Newton in that.
Well, he's blackballed now.
Yeah.
It's unofficial.
Yeah.
He's tarnished.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to take the jab, and now you speaking about your aura, and you bigger than this, and nobody wants to deal with those issues for a backup quarterback.
Well, he would be a starter. That's Cam Newton.
No. But where? All the starting jobs. True. So the only thing available now, is backup. Now, obviously, if somebody loses a starter and he can learn the system, he could come in and get the job done because he still can play the game.
Somebody said, I don't know how I feel about the Matrix trailer. Yeah.
But I'm already invested in 1, 2, and 3. 3 was terrible, by the way. So I will give it a watch. It's sort of like they combined the two movies that he's into.
John Wick. Because he looks like John Wick in that movie. Well, that's why, yeah.
The subtleties of him looking like John Wick in this Matrix movie could be deep.
Somebody... Mr. Folio, email me at info@urbanxnyc. We'll set up the talk about your vegan restaurant.
Oh, somebody got a vegan restaurant?
Yeah.
Where's it located?
Not sure.
Oh, okay.
We can set that up.
Yes. We definitely want to highlight that.
Somebody said, Rick Judah shouts out, man. Where you been? So he said, noticing a lot of y'all in the conscious community are getting hurt due to your leaders being exposed. There will be more of that. Be careful who y'all praise. I think that's not just conscious community. I think that's anywhere.
That's everywhere. Yeah. That's the Reverend.
Yeah, I think that's literally everywhere.
Yeah. That's, that's all of them. You know, that's all of that kind of stuff. And it's not nothing that we haven't spoken about here.
Yeah.
And that's why you see my shirt say icons. Don't be, you know. Stop making these people into somebody they're not. And but if you came into the conscious community for information, that was readily available for you. But if you were there to put people on the pedestal and all that other stuff, you deserve to get burned. And that's whether you are, into the religion thing, whatever. Because they all have their ups and downs with that. Yeah. Somebody said Young Pharaoh's still wilding.
Is he?
He looks like he's going through some shit, bro.
I
know you've been out of touch.
I've been trying to stay out of it. Like
now, on your birthday, isn't that also the date?
Polite
got a court date.
Yeah.
So all of that's this week.
Right.
So we should be able to show up Thursday.
With some stuff to talk about.
With some stuff to talk about, you know? good, bad, or indifferent.
Yeah, I wonder how that's going to go.
Yeah.
It's interesting, man.
Yes, it is. Someone said Fowler's a dope fiend. I don't know about his personal life. Did you guys see the trans woman MMA fighter who won the fight over the weekend? No.
No. Holyfield got knocked out in the first round.
Dude, that was a waste of time. Yeah. Man. And he should, like, you should have people in your camp that say, dude, this is not even worth it.
Yeah.
At least Tyson and Roy Jones, that was a celebrity
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
So we know it's a spectacle. You actually getting in the ring with a boxer.
Yeah.
And he whipped your ass and he was proud.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, he's 58 years old. like pipe it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but you know, Evander been having financial problems for years. That's how Rick Ross got his mansion.
Got his house, yeah.
Got his house. You know?
Umar has his... So I heard... It wasn't from my Instagram because he blocked me. But I heard Umar talking about... Is something opening? Is the school open? Because school's open today. I know in New York, like, they open today.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's actually a openly trans bishop that was appointed by the church, the Pope.
A trans bishop?
Yeah.
What's going on with the Catholics? Yeah. Damn, the world around us is changing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Things you never thought you would see.
Yeah.
Boy. Explain God. Explain this, God. God, explain this.
I don't know, man. Let me see if I can find that article for you guys. Because I was like, whoa.
I'm really getting to enjoy the show until you get on your attack mode on Yah and his son. Other religions' beliefs, just that one. I'm not a Christian, but that's offensive. Are you new to this show? I do my best to offend everybody here. I really do. Just out of fun and poking. Yeah, so.
Great rug pull.
You know, just hang in there. Hang in there. You be all right.
It's AP News. I'm going to send it to you guys. Yeah, the event. Why can't I say this?
Take your time. I taught you how to read a long time ago, Malcolm.
The evangelical Lutheran Church. Am I saying that wrong? I'm sorry, guys.
Evangelical.
Yeah. Lutheran Church of America installed its first openly transgender bishop in service held in San Francisco. Okay. Grace Cathedral.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to put an article in the chat.
Is San Francisco the capital?
Probably for white gay people.
But black gay people is what?
ATL.
Ooh. Shout out to my ATL people. I did not say that. He did. He's trying to offend you now, not me. It's usually me. It's him now.
That's AP News. Is he not Catholic? Is that not Catholic? Lutheran? Is that not Catholic? Is that different?
Come on, religious people. Tell me what, you know. What
is that not? I'm confused. Okay. But it's time for the after show, guys.
Yes.
With that being said, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate you guys for joining us. Thank you.
Can we get those likes up before we
Before go? You get up out of here, like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate you. Somebody said it's different. Okay. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah.
Nah, Lutheran.
But it's still based on religion, yes. Still based on God.
Okay.
And, you know.
That is a major move as well. And with that being said, peace. Oh, members, give me 10 minutes, please.
Please give us 10 minutes.
Jeez. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, so they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for his son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 score to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't trying to go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
This podcast is brought to you by Paper, tutors for all. When students struggle at school, finding a tutor can make a real difference. But tutors are expensive and most families can't afford one. What if that changed? What if tutoring was affordable? What if it was free? What if it was available 24/7 in multiple languages? Now it is. With Paper, schools can offer every single student free 24/7 access to tutoring. Visit paper.co to find out if your child has access to Paper today.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.